sister made it impossible for her to stay there. They were so bound together that as small children, when they slept in the same crib, they awakened every morning, each sucking the other's thumb. Grief for Camellia hounded my grandmother from the place where her family had lived for 5 generations. Within days after Camellia's hydrocephalic son died, his wildly sorrowful father wandered out and lay like one already dead across the railroad tracks to be run over by the afternoon train. Camellia lost her mind immediately. My grandmother implored her sister to come stay with her, but she would not. She stayed alone in her house and handled baby clothes and wrung her hands in the clothes of her husband and baby until these clothes and she herself were shredded and unrecognizable. My grandmother would go each day and change Camellia's soiled dresses and linens while she walked all through the house naked, moaning, "Oh, my big-headed baby! Oh, the man I adored!" Just when my grandmother was wondering how much worse things would become, Camellia developed a fixation on Teddy Roosevelt, writing love letters to the White House, which were opened at the local post office and made available to anyone who wanted a good snicker. The Roosevelt fixation continued a long time, too long, as told by the fact that when Camellia